step off.
Get as far away from them as she possibly
can. But your mother made her come back. But she's got the water and she's getting the soap off. She's the dishes.
She's drying the dishes.
She's getting the soap off with water.
Scald.
Or
rinsing.
Yes,
rinsing. Ah, good. Good. Try it, dummy. Try again.
Okay, what do you call the thing that you use when you wash dishes? The piece of material.
Dirty.
Well, what's the
dish
thing?
Dish rag, wash rag.
What's the thing that you dry them with?
Drying cloth.
Okay. And what do you call the piece of material you use when you get in the bathtub? The soap.
The soap? Uh-huh. Or the cake of soap?
Yeah, and then you have a piece of
wash rag.
Uh-huh. Okay, what do you dry off with?
A towel.
Uh-huh. And let's say that you go to turn the water on in the kitchen sink. The water's going to come out of what?
The faucet.
Uh-huh. And say that you go out in the yard and hook the hose up. Or
yeah.
The hose isn't hooked up, but you turn the water on. What does the water come out of?
The hydrant.
Okay. And say that...
From the Greek word hydra, which means water.
Yeah. And you got...
Good!
Okay.
Now you know what hydrophobia means, right?
Fear of water.
Fear of water.
Okay.
That's right.
If it was real cold last night and you went out, you know, and you'd say, oh, the water pipes last night.
Froze.
Okay. But let's say if you stuck a pin in a balloon, the balloon would...
Well, actually, it's supposed to be burst.
Right.
I would say bust, but... You're supposed to be burst. I would say bust.
You're too educated for this interview. Okay. What did people used to buy flour in?
Sacks. Flour sacks.
Flour sacks. Did they ever buy them in, like, wooden containers?
Barrels.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I imagine they did.
And what about molasses or lard? When they bought that, it would come in what?
Well, the lard, you used to buy it as a metal can.
Mm-hmm.
The molasses, depends on how much you buy. You can get it by a gallon, anything from a gallon can to a 50-gallon barrel. But the lard usually comes in about 20-pound metal lard can.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a stand, meaning a quantity of lard?
No. The only time I've heard the word stand used in it is a block fort.
Block fort?
Block house.
Mm-hmm.
They were built throughout this county and the other part of the settlement. A stand was a block house. Whenever the Indians would go on the warpath, everybody would go to the stand. So you have places in this county like Bloom's Old Stand. Other part of the county. It was a block house.
And
the Indians would go on the warpath. People would leave their homes and go there because it was, you know, had two or three layers of logs on it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Okay. And if you wanted to pour something into a narrow mouth bottle, you would put something in it so that you could get the liquid.
Funnel?
A funnel. Uh-huh. Okay. And if you're out riding the horse and he doesn't go fast enough, you might take a...
Kick him in the side.
Yeah, you might have
with spurs.
You might have something in your hand and hit him with it.
The reins?
Well, if you were English, you might have a...
That's what I told you at the beginning of this. My ancestry is Welsh and Scottish.
If you were Welsh and Scottish, you were out riding a horse.
And he wasn't going fast enough?
Yes.
I'd pull out my pocket knife and hit him right between the ears.
Well, if you liked your horse.
I never did like horses too well.
Oh.
A riding crop.
Yes.
A whip.
Yes. Very good.